Geek Radio Daily for Finally Fracking Friday. And the last show for a bit, because after this, we've got a hardcore get some boxes packed and nonsensical things and move us. And yes, you're more than welcome to show up. Remember, beers and burgers. I can't think of anything else with a B that'll work there. Okay, well, maybe.
Just kidding.
That's not what I was like. I can. Okay, well, it's not quite the same. Hi there. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. Welcome to the 14th of June and whatnot. The folks that are bringing it to you today, the lady that's going to make sure you move and move correctly in every aspect of what you say. That there is the Flintstress.
Grammar nerds say what? Grammar nerds say what?
What does grammar have to do with move? Hi there. I'm the guy that's been told he has an attitude. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'm expressing multiple attitudes simultaneously, sir. To which are you referring?
Only fair. What happened, yo?
Well, in 1648, Margaret Jones is hanged in Boston for witchcraft and the first such execution in the Massachusetts colony. I wonder if she made any nice and good prophecies.
Good question. 1822, Charles Babbage announces his invention of a small mechanical difference engine able to carry out complex operations at a rate of about 12 calculations a minute mechanically.
In 1834, the first U.S. patent for a practical underwater diving suit is issued to Leonard Norcross of Dixfield, Maine. He called it diving armor, and he designed the airtight leather outfit with a brass helmet connected via a rubber hose to an air bellows pump on a boat.
And he was ready for jousting on seahorses. 1881, six patents are issued to Thomas Edison for electrical inventions, including two concerning an incandescent electric lamp, an incandescent electric lamp as well, a magneto or dynamo electric machine about electric lighting, manufacturing carbons for electric lamps, and an electric meter.
In 1884, New York becomes the first state in the U.S. to enact legislation requiring that utility wires be buried. Up until then, they just, you know, left them lying on the ground, sure.
And don't wash your clothes in gasoline anymore. 1892, a number of patents are issued to Thomas Edison for a variety of inventions, a pyromagnetic generator, an expansible pulley, a trolley for electric railways, means for propelling electric cars, an electric locomotive, a lightning arrestor, a conductor for electrical runways, an electric meter. Again? Come on, dude. How many times you want to charge us?
Mm-hmm. In 1898, he got more patents, a drying apparatus, a phonograph, and a mixer.
Good. 1922, U.S. President Warren G. Harding gives a speech at the dedication of the Francis Scott Key Memorial Bridge in Baltimore that is broadcast by local radio station WEAR. It's the first time a U.S. president has been broadcast live.
1923, Charles Francis Jenkins gives the first true demonstration of television, or motion picture by wireless, using NOF. NOF, the call letters for radiophone broadcast from the Anacostia Naval Air Station, D.C., United States.
1938, issue number one of Action Comics is released by National Allied Publication, which will later become DC Comics.
So if you're going to time travel, go back to then.
That's the one. The issue is the first comic book to feature Superman, the character created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. It sold for 10 cents.
Wow. In 1941, John Malchi arrives in Iowa City for a meeting with John Atanasoff to see his computer. The two computer pioneers will later dispute who will be named the legal inventor of the electronic digital computer in court. Atanasoff will emerge from the long entangled legal battle as the victor.
Well, yeah, dude came to his place to look at it. 1942, the first bazooka manufactured in Bridgeport, Connecticut is field tested, demolishing a tank.
I would love to fire a bazooka. In 1943, Greyhound proposes using helicopter buses for large-scale public travel in an application filed with the Civil Aeronautics Board. Industrial designer Raymond Loewy and inventor Igor Sikorsky conceived the concept for a streamlined 14-seat Airbus. A scale model is shown at a hearing, but none will ever be built.
That we know of. 1945, the first surviving draft of the Plankow-Cool plan calculus, the first high-level algorithmic programming language for engineering, bears this date. It was written by Konrad Zuse, who intended to use it as a doctoral dissertation.
In 1948, the television guide program Listing Journal is launched in New York by publisher Lee Wagner. The publication will eventually evolve into the TV Guide, which for many years was the top-selling and most read publication in the U.S. Another listing guide, TV Digest, is launched in Philadelphia by the Borowski Brothers Publishing Company at just about the same time.
If you have the television guide, don't need a television. 1951, the UNIVAC 1, the first commercial general-use computer, was unveiled and dedicated in Philadelphia 5 years after the completion of the ENIAC, the first electronic computer in the U.S.
In 1954, the DuMont Television Network, the world's first commercial TV network, opens its telecenter.
1962, the European Space Research Organization, which will one day become the European Space Agency, is established in Paris, France.
In 65, Inward Wide Area Television Service is introduced on a trial basis in the state of Alabama by AT&T in an attempt to reduce the time spent by operators processing toll calls for business clients. What, Alabama was pioneering in something?
Yeah, 1967, NASA launches the Mariner 5 space probe on a mission to Venus from Cape Canaveral.
In 1981, on Saturday, June 13th, and Sunday, June 14th, David Janisse, age 19, plays a top-scoring game of Asteroids that lasts for 36 hours and 29 minutes at the Rainbow Roller Rink in Beaumont, Texas.
I just don't understand how that's possible. 1985, Paramount Pictures released the science fiction film Daryl, that's an acronym, directed by Simon Winsor, starring Barrett Oliver, Mary Beth Hurt, Michael McKean, Danny Corkle. This film centers around a robot built in the form of a boy. He was so lifelike, he's mistaken for a real boy.
Oh.
And when liberated from a government laboratory, he's adopted by a couple who are consternated by the boy's amazing abilities. The title of the film stands for Data Analyzing Robot Youth Life Form.
In 96, Columbia Pictures releases the comedy film, sort of, The Cable Guy, directed by Ben Stiller and starring Jim Carrey, Matthew Broderick, Leslie Mann, and Jack Black.
Sort of. That movie's awesome. 1997.
Yeah, it's only sort of a comedy, right?
I suppose.
Dark comedy.
Tamagotchi, a cellular phone with a Tamagotchi built into it, is released in Japan.
In 1999, in the case of Robot Wars versus BattleBot, a U.S. court rules that Robot Wars has no right to prevent BattleBots from holding tournaments.
Same day, same year, United States District Judge George O'Toole sentences Robert Simmons, age 62, to serve a 70-month prison sentence and pay $908,000 to Microsoft, $440,000 to the federal government, for conspiring with his son to sell over $20 million worth of stolen Microsoft software through their software store. Crazy Bob!
Crazy Bob!
In Wakefield, Massachusetts.
And in 2005, Google officially launches Google Maps for Enterprise, a commercial service featuring internet and advertisement-free implementations.
Is that like the Federation thing or the car people? Birthdays?
Lucy Hale is 30 from Bionic Woman, Pretty Little Liars, Truth or Dare, and Life Sentence.
Yasmin Bleeth is 51 from Baywatch, Nash Bridges, and Basketball.
Trailer Howard is 53 from Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place, and Natalie on Monk.
Will Patton is 65 from Armageddon, Falling Skies. He's in several million things. He's one of those guys like, oh,
character
him.
Actors, yeah. Yeah. Right. Joe Gafassi is 75 from Splash, FX, and the Naked Gun movies.
Marla Gibbs is 88. She was Florence on the Jeffersons and the Little Scene spinoff Checking In, 227, and Meteor Man.
No longer with us, born on this day in 1811, Harriet Beecher Stowe, the author of Uncle Tom's Cabin.
1909, Burl Ives, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, The Snowman in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and of course, had a spoken word album that only William Shatner could truly, truly appreciate.
Born in 1919, Gene Barry, that's Dr. Clayton Forrester from War of the Worlds.
He's not from, oh, that guy.
Well, on TV Tonight, CBS, we get Doctors versus Midwives on a new whistleblower, and Hawaii Five-O and Blue Bloods.
ABC, two planets must be saved as Sarge has Mary and Altara has Daisy while Enoch has Simmons, and everyone's having everyone on a new Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. followed by 2020.
Probably not in that way. NBC has a new American Ninja Warrior and Dateline.
Dateline. Fox, U.S. Open, round D.
The CW, new Masters of Illusion and another Masters of Illusion, then The Big Stage and The Big Stage.
Freeform, it's Toy Story 2.
AMC is showing Caddyshack.
A&E, it's new live PID.
On FX, Bad Moms.
Bad Moms, Bad Moms. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? FXX,
The Simpsons. Justin Hartley's in the sequel, but it's not that one.
Right. The Old Blue Mayor ain't what she used to be. Gone Boy and Frink gets testy.
On FXM, Maze Runner Scorch Trials, and then the original Maze Runner.
What?
I guess people have DVR. I don't know.
Well, that's true. You can watch them in any order you feel like. History Channel, Element 115 on a new Ancient Aliens, because they came up with it, I suppose.
Fell to Earth, sure. Paramount has 21 Jump Street.
Sci-Fi Channel is showing the amazing sci-fi film Fast and Furious. Sci-fi.
Right.
Sci-fi. Well, some of those jumps don't work in normal science.
Yeah, that is true. On TBS, Rogue One, a Star Wars story, and then a new E-League.
Oh, people are going to be battling. Science Channel, they're going to be unearthing ancient secrets.
Is it about Element 115?
Maybe.
I don't know. On VH1, Romeo Must Die.
Such
wow.
A guilty pleasure. Tonight, though, we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. A woman guises herself as a math tutor and comes up with a way to reconnect with her abducted daughter, but her father prepares to take extreme measures, which includes killing, in order to ensure the truth remains hidden. Jessica Barth and Dylan Bruno star in Stolen Life.
The wonderful Billy Flynn takes a look at what happens when Salem's favorite couple takes off. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Abby is arrested for assault and attempted shoplifting after an altercation with a hostile woman at a grocery store. Bitch, it says 10 items or less. Gabby bails her out, but word spreads quickly around the office. Then Abby's brought before the State Bar Review Board, where her unconventional past and eccentric behavior is held up for scrutiny. But she's gonna be fine, because everybody know that she's got a ton of heart. Hashtag Jammy. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Well, of course we do. Hi, geeks. You need to email me back with info about where and what time on the 22nd of August, because that's a Thursday, so I'll be able to help for a few hours at least, either before or after I work a few hours. I had to replay your anti-Friday episode to be sure I heard your moving date correctly. You didn't. You may want to slow down at least for some things. I can't remember anything else from that episode, and I was listening on my way home, or maybe only an hour ago. That is from Bill.
And it's actually June 22nd, and you know, we do kind of get rolling on some things sometimes a little bit fast.
Rolling.
And, you know, we will have movers coming, but, you know, anybody who wants to come and help, we'd appreciate it.
Burgers and beer. And don't forget to tell us where you think Chad and Abby are this week. And don't forget, we're going to be a little bit of a break, so this is your last chance for this month to get in on it. But, you know, tell us anything and everything you want to, and we'll get back to this eventually. I promise. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com, or, of course, you can send a voicemail, too.
510-GRD-GRILL.
Bring your own veggies and I'll make a veggie kebab.
This is Phil Collinson. You're listening to Radio Free Scaro.
Anyone who might listen to this in the UK,
you will guffaw with amazement.
Yeah, it looks like you need a Piers Winger in here. That's a load-bearing winger.
I feel the impact of Torchwood.
But we had such hope for the character. Thinking, oh, wow, look at Adric. He's great. I'm sure he's starting off a little shaky here, but he'll come around. We've riled them up.
Do we need all these singing type things for a bunch of nerds?
Pardon me, Pedantor.
That's me, Pedantor of the gutter.
There's the typical Burgess modesty we've all come to know and loathe.
This show has always been about warts and all, by God, and we'll keep doing it.
It's up on RadioFreeScaro.com. Hooray!
This is Gareth David Lloyd from Torchwood, and this is Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed it is. You know, Gareth David Lloyd, you can come help us move. Get all sweaty and stuff.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
But of course they do. And for folks that, you know, can, what can they go see?
Well, in limited release, a New York City cop, Adam Sandler, finally takes his wife, Jennifer Aniston, on a long-promised European trip. A chance meeting on the flight gets them invited to an intimate family gathering on the super yacht of elderly billionaire Malcolm Quince. But when Quince is murdered... Dun-dun-dun. Sorry, my screen jumped. When Quince is murdered, dun dun dun, the couple becomes the prime suspects in a modern day whodunit. Luke Evans, Jennifer Aniston, Charlize Theron, Adam Sandler star in Murder Mystery.
Adam Sandler said that? Nationwide release, The Men in Black have always protected the Earth from the scum of the universe.
Here come the Men in Black.
In this new adventure, they tackle their biggest, most global threat to date, a mole in the Men in Black organization. Liam Neeson's Chris Hemsworth, Tessa Thompson, Steven Spielberg. Star in Men in Black International.
Okay. The greatest zombie cast ever disassembled. So who cares what it's about? Rosie Perez, Jim Jarmusch, Danny Glover, Selena Gomez, Bill Murray, Iggy Pop, Tom Waits, Steve Buscemi. The dead don't die.
They don't. Shaft is the next chapter in the film franchise featuring
he's one
the
bad
coolest
mother.
Shut your mouth. Private eye in any New York City block, a.k.a. John Shaft Jr. You damn right. He may be a cybersecurity expert with a degree from MIT, but to uncover the truth behind his best friend's untimely death, he needs an education only his dad can provide. Absent through his youth, the legendary locked and loaded John Shaft agrees to help his progeny navigate Harlem's heroin-infested underbelly. And while JJ's own FBI analyst badge may clash with his dad's trademark leather coat, there's no denying family. Besides, Shaft's got an agenda of his own and a score to settle that's professional and personal. Usher, Samuel L. Jackson, Richard Roundtree, and Regina Hall star in Shaft. And I can dig it.
But if that isn't enough larger-than-life characters to slake your thirst, then tune into Svengoolie on MeTV. He's got the classic tale we can all relate to of an abused socialite who grows to a giant size because of an alien encounter and an aborted murder attempt. She'll go after her cheating husband with revenge on her mind. See Allison Hayes, William Hudson, and Yvette Vickers in 1958's Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The main man, aka Lobo, is ready to make his on-screen debut in the second season of sci-fi Superman prequel series Krypton.
Ooh.
For those unaware, the series takes place about 200 years before the Man of Steel existed and centers on his grandfather and his quest to save Krypton from destruction.
Yeah, spoiler alert, that doesn't go too well.
In the first season, we saw classic Superman villains like Brainiac and Doomsday, and while we wait to get a first look at Lobo, played by Emmett J. Scanlon, sci-fi has already announced it's developing a spin-off series that will follow the intergalactic bounty hunter.
According to the report, run into Boba Fett.
Scanlon will continue to play Lobo if the spinoff project gets, you know, ordered to series. Its current working title is Lobo. Wow, did not see that coming. Did not. The fan-favorite villain turned anti-hero first appeared in DC Comics in the Omega Man number 3 in June of 83, which I have an issue of. He was created by Keith Giffen and Roger Stifler and his brother. He has appeared in as many story arcs as well as his own title. Well, you know, we all know a lot about Lobo, but this is an opportunity for them to expand the character, specifically to explain how he ended up hunting down a chimpanzee named Bear. Layers, man. That joke has layers.
Well, the Clone Club is reconvening. Variety reports that Orphan Black, the hit BBC America sci-fi series that ended in 2017, is set to return as a serialized novel with accompanying audio narration later this year. The news story, what makes this special, is that the original series star, Tatiana Maslany, will actually do the audio narration.
Wait, which version of her?
Ah, she'll do all the characters. Over the course of the 5 seasons, they told the story, you know, of Sarah Manning, a woman who discovered she's a clone created by the Diet Institute. The series follows this core group of clones, all played by her, and they attempt to stay alive and keep her child out of the reach of the corporation that made them.
Staying alive.
Staying alive. The series has been adapted in other media before, including a several comic miniseries published by IDW. The new serial will be set 8 years after the series finale and will reportedly follow the same characters. I'm a little behind. Never actually finished the end of Orphan Black, even though I really enjoyed it. I know you watched all of it. Having her back for this audio continuation is likely going to draw in a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't have paid attention to it, you know, myself included. So the first season of Cereal Box's Orphan Black continuation is available now for pre-order.
That's exciting. But the nude scenes are not quite going to be the same.
No.
The Mozilla Foundation is working on a premium version of its Firefox browser, according to a new report. In an interview with Chris Beard, CEO of Firefox, who appeared to confirm that a paid tier of the browser could be ready to launch by October this year.
Wait, premium, like for money?
According to him, the premium version of Firefox is likely to include a VPN, secure cloud storage, and other subscription services like paywalled content access.
Still, who's paying for a browser?
Well, people did that for Netscape. We will probably launch some new services first, and then we will think carefully about which model makes the most sense while ensuring the best user safety. Firefox has many security features and services like ETP, and that's still free, that's for sure.
Of course, of course.
Mozilla currently earns its money through Read It Later and content discovery service Pocket, which it owns, and offering Proton VPN to some Firefox users for $10 a month, but the majority of its revenue comes from the search engines used in its free browser. After Beard's interview went public, NextWeb received a statement from Dave Camp, Senior Vice President of Firefox, who confirmed that paid products are actively in development. We were founded on the belief that the internet should be open and accessible to all. A high-performing, free, and private by default Firefox browser will continue to be central to our core service offerings. We also recognize there are consumers who want access to premium offerings, and we can serve those users too without compromising the development and reach of the existing products and services that Firefox users know and love. But you know, if you can get money for stuff, we're totally just going to do that too.
Right. Well, you know, ISPs are going to jack up prices, etc. Why shouldn't the browser companies get in on a little bit of that? Well, interesting science news. NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter looks down on the red planet and sees all sorts of fantastical formations that resemble everything from Beaker, the Muppet, to Pac-Man. A new MRO view will inspire you to whip out your Vulcan salute.
Well, Vulcan and Mars are siblings.
Yeah. The MRO high-rise camera team at the University of Arizona on Wednesday highlighted a Martian sand dune formation that could be a doppelganger for the classic swooping Starfleet logo. Enterprising viewers will make the discovery that these features look conspicuously like a famous logo, the team quipped.
To be fair, comedy ain't rocket science.
Well, the intriguing Mars formation has long geological history. It started as a crescent-shaped dune that became an island in the sea of lava, but the sand eventually blew away in the wind. These are also called dune casts and record the presence of dunes that were surrounded by lava, planetary scientist Ross Bayer explained. A wider MRO view of the landscape shows more of the insignia-like impressions. Didn't they do that in an episode of Discovery where they like actually made the Star Trek logo? She walked.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. Like the first episode. Anyway, regardless, he made sure to point out, of course, that the resemblance to the Star Trek logo is only a coincidence. NASA's currently looking into a system that would send a probe to the planet just to play whale songs to see what happens.
Get excited, Spice Girls fans. We told you that you could get the bed and breakfast version of the tour bus from the Spice Girls movie. And now a new Spice Girls movie is in early development at Paramount Animation.
Was that what you really, really, really want?
Produced by Simon Fuller, the film will be an animated feature that includes all classic Spice Girl hits, along with some new songs. And all five of the girls from the iconic group.
What?
Melanie Chisholm, Sporty, Jerry Hollow, Ginger, Emma Button, Baby, Melanie Brown, Scary, and yes, even Victoria Beckham.
She's the hard one to get.
Posh. Are on board.
Well, the spice must flow.
The Spice Girls have been giving us major nostalgia lately. If they had their reunion tour in Dublin, Ireland last month, complete with fierce dance moves and spectacular stage costumes designed by Gabriella Slade, it marked their first performance together since the 2012 Olympics.
I've always enjoyed their videos.
I know you have, but you watch them without the sound on. So, that's kind of weird. Spice Girls fans, get ready. They need you. You don't have to tell them what you want. You just have to say that you'll be there. GRD is licensed in the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website, won't you please, at geekradiodaily.com. And yeah, we got a couple weeks off, but there'll still be some content coming out. There'll be things and you'll see them and stuff and whatnots, and they're there. In the meantime, send us notes and stuff, and you know, I guess you've got two whole weeks to figure out the easiest Chad and Abby thing of all time. So take that time if you need it and drop us a note.
I even figured it out.
To podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or of course, send us a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
And we'll see you when we're in the new gigs. Or digs. Whatever you want to call it.
What do you think? It stinks.
Game over, man. Game over.
Blah, 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 blah.
Good night, suckers.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today? I borrowed this sweatshirt. Hope you don't mind. Bacon and eggs coming up.
Where did Heather go?
Oh, I heard her leaving early this morning. You cat.
What a night. That was just what I needed.
Well, I'll tell you something. You look like a new man.
I feel like a new man. I was getting so used to being rejected. You know, I really liked her.
Hey, who's my treat?
What do you mean it was your treat?
You know, I bought this time, you buy next time. I'll let your eggs get cold.
By what?
What do you mean by what? The women.
The what? Do you mean that Heather is a prostitute?
Of course she is. You think a woman like that would hang out with us if we weren't paying?
Oh, my God. This can't be happening.
Oh, hey. It's okay. She's totally clean. I checked her out about a week ago.
Make sure she was top quality.
And I'm healthy as a horse. Not a drip.